I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz, we were searching for the countries where you'd find the Mapuche. They are an indigenous people of southern Chile and Argentina. So Chile and Argentina are the answers we're looking for today. The Mapuche live in a region between the Andes and the Pacific coast, but some of them traveled a few hundred miles north this weekend to demonstrate on the streets of Santiago, Chile. They were protesting the celebration of Columbus Day, as The World's David LaValle explains.
Several hundred indigenous people in Chile and their supporters marched through downtown Santiago yesterday. The occasion was the 516th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's first recorded landing in the Americas. But they weren't celebrating Columbus's arrival on an island in the Bahamas. They were drawing attention to a record of mistreatment of indigenous people throughout the hemisphere ever since. The Mapuche Indians of southern Chile fought for centuries for their independence following the arrival of Europeans. In short, says Chilean journalist Jorge Garriton, the Mapuche people have their own view of Columbus and the history of conquest.
This wasn't a friendly conquest, but rather the destruction of civilizations throughout the continent, the decimation of millions of peoples and the destruction of cultures, the destruction of identities, the destruction of whole ways of lives. And that rejection of the celebrations of the festivities of the discovery of America gave way to this opposition to it. And the opposition has been simmering for a long, long time.
That version of history was also echoed by the outspoken president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. In a televised speech last night, Chavez said events that celebrate Columbus's voyages should instead commemorate the genocide of indigenous peoples. That's in sharp contrast to what many of us learned in grade school about the Italian navigator who sailed to the New World. Sergio Lorenta is director of Amnesty International in Chile.
The arrival of Columbus to Americas is a fact, and it's a fact that cannot be changed, a historic fact, and has imposed different conditions in different people along five centuries now.
Lorenta says Chile's minority Mapuche people today face issues of discrimination, poverty, and lack of access to justice. He says Mapuche communities continue to be victimized by government land grabs and by international forestry companies that are exploiting their natural resources. And when it comes to Columbus Day, he says the counter demonstration in Santiago highlights the importance of respecting diverse cultures.
The most significant thing is that we need to see where people can benefit the most out of the particular view of the life and cultures and rights. There's a lot of things to be learned and good lessons, particularly in connection with the protection of environment, the reasonable use of natural resources, and the care for the land that can be learned from the indigenous people everywhere.
Lorenta says we should use Columbus Day as an opportunity to reflect on indigenous peoples and to ensure that we uphold their values and rights. At least take time out, he says, to recognize the remarkable survival of the original Americans. For The World, I'm David LaValle.